Vince Clusty.
Hey Vince, it's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Looks like we're playing a little bit of phone tag.
good, no problem.
How are you doing today?
Actually, I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was called, you guys had sent out a little bit of information months back, I guess, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had called, and I seem to be getting a lot of calls from groups like yours and Beacon Funding and some of these groups, but I've kind of been holding off because I haven't necessarily needed anything really, except it really would be, I guess I'm looking to see what kind of product it is and how it works as far as payback. Or would it be like a line of credit where we have the ability to go online and pay it down at any given time, or do you structure them in notes? I know this one thing said something like 5-year, you know, secured, 3 years unsecured, that type of thing. So I was just really trying to get an idea of what product this would be about, style.
The 5-year secured would be more along the lines of an equipment finance. So those are, your 2 to 5 years, monthly payments, things like that.
And so then I would have to be buying a new piece of equipment for that.
For
like I couldn't.
That one, yes. And then we have working capital as well, and that's like unsecured cash. And those are usually three months to 3 years, but for first-time customers, they typically fall around 24 months.
Okay. And is that like an established amount? You don't, like you can't be set up for 100 and only use 20?
Yes, you can.
1,000 for a couple months. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what we do here is we qualify you for, you know, the largest amount possible that we can and the longest term possible, and then kind of work backwards with you on what you want to take and, you know.
Does that at that point in time establish the rate?
Yes, it does.
It's not
like a percentage rate because it's not annualized. It's more of like a payback amount.
Okay, so when you say 3 year, like let's say I secure 100, I use 20, I pay it down, I use 45, I pay it down. At the end of the 3 years, it's at 40. Is that, it just means that the 3 years you got to close it out, pay it off?
Yeah, and if that's not what you wanted to do, we're also it's a renewable source. So say you took out a certain amount and then decided, you know, you wanted, say you had 30,000 left, but you wanted to take out more than that, then we can renew it, and then we can get you more money for a longer term.
Because I've already established with, yeah. Gotcha.
Yes, because you're already established with us.
Do you have any idea rate-wise, if, because my credit's real good and all that, I mean, are you still talking these type of notes? Because I'm sure you guys are all comparable. I don't know why I'm getting so many of these right now, I guess, for whatever reason. But it's a good thing, I guess. I mean, is it possible to get down in the 4%, things like that? Or no? Are these more like the high-end product, like 8, 9, and 10?
For capital, it's not, like I said, it's not really a percent because it's not annualized, so it's not an APR.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's just, unless you were going along, you know, the lines of equipment, then that's more percentage-wise, and that usually starts in mid-single digits. So I've seen around 3, 4, or 5, things like that.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of it is just cash flow from if I get a few bad slow pay people, but a lot of it would be like from materials. We do a lot of service work. In addition to selling big, large sign projects, anywhere from 7,000 to the highest end is like we currently have like a $500,000 job going on, which are rare. I might be fortunate to do one a year if that. But,
yeah.
So we're kind of chunky business, and we'll propose a lot of signage, and you don't know when the stuff's going to close, and then everyone buys at the same time, and so
yeah,
we don't really have a seasonal thing either, even though we kind of pick up in the winter because people see all their signage out or, you know, because it's dark early type thing. But so a lot of it's buying material and just filling the void, you know, for Kroger mainly, because we buy a lot of materials for relamps, and we have a program where we relamp like 6 or 7 locations a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ongoing. So That's why I never know what I really need it for. You know, if I saw towards the end that I could save a point in interest and pay off the remaining part of my cranes or something, but I'm getting so close to having those paid off that may not be. I just kind of am looking for something where I have the luxury of buying materials, being different things, but most likely not equipment.
Yeah, that's so, definitely something, we usually work with is, just that time period between jobs and getting paid and keeping up that cash flow for materials and everything else.
So would I, because I'm curious what that payment would become, like on 100 maybe. This thing's saying up to 250, but I don't really need 250. I guess what you guys do is try and qualify for the most amount, and at least it's there if I need it. And
yes.
If I don't, and if you say, hey, you can get 200, and I say, I don't want 200, I want 100, then we just establish it at 100.
Yeah, so if you got approved for that 250, but you only wanted to take, however much, then you don't have to take the whole 250. You can take what you need.
Yeah.
And then if you need to come back for more,
Okay, yeah, because that's mainly what I'd be doing. Cause I wouldn't be using 100 immediately, even if I had the 100 available.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely never would, but would like to have it there. So would I, when this thing came in the mail, it's got a, I know these are all kind of, I don't want to say gimmicks or whatever, but it's got the reservation code. It's got the simple application. Is that something you still want and then sent to you?
It's got a
commercial finance division out of San Diego business.
Yeah, since I already have you, here. It's probably easier if I just send you the info via email, and then and then you can apply there straight with me. And then that way, once you apply and you get everything into me, we can get you an answer fairly quickly. It's usually about 48 hours, so that way you have
that obligation, obviously. Until that information comes back and I review it.
Yeah, definitely. There's no
come up. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and then we keep it on file and you'll have that ready for you. So.
Okay. If you want to send that to my email, it's v.klusty klusty at klustysa.com.
KlustySA.com.
Yep. V.Klusty@KlustySA.com.
Okay, yeah, so I can go ahead and send you, the information via email. And is this something that you're looking to do now, or?
I probably would, I guess, yeah.
Okay, so for the working capital, it's fairly, it's quick and simple. It's going to be a one-page application. And then we'll need your most recent tax return and six months in bank statements.
Okay.
And then do you guys take a credit card for payment?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, actually, in 30 years, I just started about a year and a half ago.
Okay,
And we get really weird. It's not like we sell cookie cutter stuff, so it's mm-hmm. really weird. We'll do these art type projects with neon and... We never know who's going to pay, and they don't tell us they're going to pay with credit card when they want to, so we lose that percentage. But
yeah,
it's more than we thought. It became more than we actually thought it would be. It would be very haphazard because we might go 3 months without someone doing it, and then someone does it, and they do, $15,000. So in the course of a year, we still may hit that. Actually, I'd have to look at it. I don't know if it's $40,000 maybe or something, but... Since we're dealing with corporations, it's more corporate checks typically.
That's fine.
Credit card.
So the 6 months of bank statements and then 4 months of merchant statements as well, just so we can get a general idea of cash flow.
Should I be writing that all down?
No, I'll send it to you in the email. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Don't worry.
Great. All right.
And just some general questions. How long have you been in business over there?
I'm second stint. 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Quite some time, huh?
Doing this a long time. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. Since I was 23, I'm 52.
And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. How'd you get into business? How'd you get into the... It's sign shop, correct?
Who should I blame? Let me think. out of art school, kind of got in it and was a designer, and then kind of had some opportunities. And by the time, before I knew it, I was self-employed at 23, and me and another guy had started it. He abandoned me, and I went on for another 10 years and then had a chance to sell it. And then 5 years after my no-compete was up, I moved right back in the same building I was renting. And then since then, I bought the building 2 years ago. So I've got that set up on a separate, so I'm the landlord, technically, and own the building, but then the Clusty Sign Associates rents from.
Oh, wow.
From me.
Just kind of all worked out there, huh?
It is. It's a long process.
I bet.
Trust me.
It didn't happen overnight, but.
And I still work 52 hours a week.
Oh, wow.
I still do all my own sales also. So we're kind of like, we're like an 8-employee company. And we have, crane trucks on the road. And so we do a little bit of, it's interesting, big signs you'll see. And then we're real big on the LED boards, the full color changeable boards you see. That's what we kind of have the market in Cincinnati on those. And if you go to my website, you'll get a real good feel for us.
Yeah, definitely. Do you guys ever finance equipment? I know you said you had cranes and stuff like that. Is that ever something you guys do over there?
I do. I'm down to the cranes. Like the one crane was like $165,000. I'm down to and the other one was like $45,000. It was more used, smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And that note's down to I think I'm down to $25,000. So I'm just kind of riding that. And that interest rate's pretty decent. I think it was 4-point-something.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if I can get any. Yeah, so I consider if some rate was lower, maybe paying them off and using different funds and pay that off. But
yeah,
I don't think actually I'm looking for that right now because I had those rates. But yeah, I would say as things go here, quite honestly, I probably could be using another truck, larger. So that. Possibilities down is there. It does exist, I guess. I'm just trying to. I kind of wanted to get a couple of months with no payments, so I'm kind of milking. I'm kind of milking the trucks a little, probably longer than I'd have to. But so yeah, that does exist. That potential of another crane.
Okay. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So I can go ahead and send you over that information. And like I said, it'll have the list of everything that we need from you. And, we can get you an answer fairly quickly so you kind of know what you're working with here.
Yep. Okay. That sounds good.
When
I
do you think...
get it all back to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Depending, I've got a girl that helps me do all that kind of stuff. I should say lady, or well, I don't know what the right thing to say. She's very valuable. She's so everything. I don't know what to call her. Secretary would be bad to say. So Melody will probably gather up some of the stuff for me. And if all that goes well, I'd get it all tomorrow to you. Worst case would be Monday.
Okay. Okay. So when's a good time to follow up with you?
Would I be emailing everything back?
Yeah.
Is that how you, yeah. You could follow, once you get it, I guess just because I'll send it all complete. I won't piecemeal it. I'll get you everything all in one email.
Okay, good. Makes
and then
it easy.
You can follow up if and then you can follow up with me if you want.
Okay, so I'll follow up with you once I get everything in and.
Yep.
Sound good.
I probably have all that stuff. Yeah, that stuff's all at my disposal pretty quick. So with Melody and me, I'd say chances are I'd get it back tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, Vince.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye.